Good morning, everyone. Independence Baptist Church would like to welcome you to our weekly radio broadcast. For the last few weeks, Pastor Reynolds has been bringing a short series on the inspiration of Scripture. Now, Pastor Reynolds used 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 to start the series, and this week he'll be starting at that same Scripture. So if you have your Bible handy, you can turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 as Pastor Reynolds finishes up the message on the inspiration of Scripture.
This morning, I'd like to read in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and verse 17. The Bible says here, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. In thinking about this scripture, we know that the Bible is absolutely correct. That the Bible has been given to us by the inspiration of God Almighty. We know also that the Bible is good for doctrine. It's good for our reproof. It's good for our correction. It is good for our instruction in righteousness. And why is that so? That we might be understanding what we need to do as we live upon this world. The Bible is God's own holy word. Is the Bible good for historical facts? If it's not good for historical facts, then it is not good for spiritual facts either. You think about how men have tried to disregard the Bible. It was about 100 years ago that Darwin and his Origin of the Species was very popular. And there were new beginnings in all kinds of psychology. This is patently false. Unbelievers said that the four kings mentioned in Genesis chapter 14 and verse 1 never existed, and that the victory of the kings of the West over the kings of the East, as described in Genesis chapter 14, never really occurred. Unbelievers denied that there was ever such a people as the Hittites, that the Bible clearly says that there were. Unbelievers said that Sargon, who is mentioned in the book of Isaiah chapter 20 and verse 1 as the king of Assyria, was mythical. Unbelievers also stated that Daniel, in Daniel chapter 5, verse 1, was in error when he mentioned Belshazzar as a Babylonian king. Unbelievers have stated that Luke's representation of the land of Cyrus as being ruled by a proconsul is false. That is not false. That is true. But unbelievers who desire to discredit the Word of God are doing all they can do to make it sound like that the Bible is false. Today, many people deny the Genesis account of creation, which will never be proven or disproven as far as facts are concerned. You see, the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. It is by faith that we believe in the Bible. It is by faith that we believe that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. God spoke, therefore those things came into existence. And the world is here because God ordained it to be here. Notice what the Bible states in the book of 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 1. Peter writes, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Just a little side note right here. in verse 2. This is talking about the Old Testament and the New Testament. When the Bible speaks about that Peter is desiring that the people understand, that they may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, that's the Old Testament. And when he says, and the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, that is the New Testament. But going on from that, in verse 3, the Bible said, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust. And what we have today are scoffers, that they have said that the Bible is not true. They have said that the King James Bible is outdated, but they are wrong as they can be. And here in verse 4, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. The Bible says in verse 5, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished, but the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. The Bible says very clearly and very plainly in this place that people are willingly ignorant of the flood in Noah's day. They're willingly ignorant that God spoke this world into existence, and therefore they are also willingly ignorant of the fact that God is going to burn this earth with fire. That's what the Bible says. Now, I read in the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 7. You see, it's because that men have rejected the historical accuracy of the Word of God that the Word of God is relevant today. They have rejected the accuracy of prophecy. Because men have rejected the Genesis account of creation, they also reject the destruction of the world with water, and that this present world will be destroyed by fire. Because men have rejected God as creator and Adam as bringing sin into the world, they also reject the presence of sin and the need of a Savior and of Jesus who came to save. Many also reject the fact that sin causes death. Therefore, they will reject their need of a Savior. They will spend their lives futilely searching for a truth of why we are on this earth, and will spend their eternity in a burning, fiery lake of hell. This is a terrible situation in which people find themselves, and it's all because that they do not believe that God has given to us a Bible that's relevant today. They don't believe that, and they seek for all kinds of answers in all kinds of ways in all kinds of places, but they can never really be satisfied. Inspiration of the Bible is absolutely the truth. But I need to say here that there is a difference between inspiration and preservation. Inspiration is concerning only the original Bible. The original is what God has inspired. God has the original Bible in heaven, just like He has the original tabernacle in heaven. Moses made the tabernacle on the earth after the pattern of the tabernacle that he saw in heaven. One of these days, God will compare all of these modern man-made Bibles with the one that He has in heaven, and all that are wrong will be thrown out, and all of those people that have added to the Word of God or taken away from His Word will be justly punished. But notice that there's a difference between inspiration and preservation. Inspiration is what God did to the original Bible. But all of those Bibles now are gone. That's why the doctrine of preservation is so important today. You see, just because the inspired Bible is gone doesn't mean that we don't have a preserved copy that's exactly like the inspired. It is not wrong to say that copies of the Bible were verbally inspired because they are the Word of God. I think that it's rather technical and somewhat silly to make a difference between the verbally inspired original and the verbally inspired copies. They're all the same. The copies of the Word of God are inspired because God preserves them. If God did not preserve His original inspired Bible, then very frankly, we just simply don't have the Bible today. I'm thankful that God has given to us the King James Bible. I'm very glad that we can read it and find what God thinks about us, about what God thinks about Himself, about what God thinks about many things. Just read it. It'll be a blessing unto you. Whenever you read your King James Bible, you are actually reading the Word of God. Think about what a blessing that is to you when you're walking around and you're holding your King James Bible in your hands. You're actually holding the words of God in your hands. That's a wonderful thing to think about. This will change your entire life. It'll be a blessing and a help to you to know that in this sinful world in which we live, that God has given to us His Bible in the King James Bible. It's a real blessing to know that.
You know, I really appreciate the example that Pastor Reynolds gave today, and I like the fact that he talked about the very beginning, the creation of the world. You know, and when we say that the Bible is God's inspired word, we don't mean some of it's inspired. We don't mean most of it's been preserved. We don't mean the parts that fit in today's scientific community's ideas are inspired. We mean that all of it, from the beginning to the end, was inspired and preserved. This means that when God said it took 6 days to create the world, and on the seventh day He rested, it meant it took 6 days to create the world. When He said all of sin comes short of the glory of God, He meant all, not most, but all have come short. When He told us about Jesus coming, dying, and raising again the third day, He literally meant Jesus came to this earth, died for my sins, rose again the third day. It's a direct communication from God. He's blessed it, and He's preserved it. Now, I know today's message was the final message on this series about the inspiration of Scriptures, but if you'd like to hear more, you can log into our website at www.independencebaptist.org. There's a book on the website called The Old Black Book, and it'd be a great reference if you're interested in studying more about this. Before we close out the broadcast, we would like to invite you to attend services with us. We'll be starting this morning's services at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 4 p.m. prayer meeting, and a 4:30 worship service. There will also be a Bible study at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening. Now, if you've never been to our building, we're pretty easy to find. We're at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And if you have any other questions, you can reach us at 636-673-2180. Again, that number is 636-673-2180. And our website address was independencebaptist.org. Although we are out of time, and this has been the last installment of this message about inspiration, we do want you to join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's inspired Holy Word.